We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting two-thirds let down Lema Ketanoi, in the middle of a line, Lema Ketanoi, two-thirds down the Amud of Daf Tzadik Tes. We're learning Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Now, we had a shaila here of Uman Koine Vesvachli. Zoktimar Lema Ketanoi, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim, which the next whole sugya we had in Maseches Kedushin, for those that remember Ashreichem. Zoktimar Lema Ketanoi, Aseli Shirim Nizamim Vitabois. The Isha tells a man, the man wants the Mekadosh her. She says, you know what, I have a deal here. You take my pieces of metal, of gold, silver, turn it into jewelry, necklaces, nose rings, rings, and I'll Mekadosh you. With that service that you give me, that you are fashioning my metal into Kalim, I want to be Mekadosh to you. The Lacha is, Kivin Sha'asa Mekadosh Remei. Remei says, once you made that ring, she's Mekadosh. He did his job, the Remei. There's no kedusha until mamon reaches her hand. Now, what does that mean? What's pshat atzur yigiy mamon liyada? My mamon, ilim ha'oisa mamon. If it means that ring, that you're not mekadesh until the ring reaches her hand, mechladra ameyasava oisa mamon amiloi. They don't need that ring to reach her hand. El ma'amikatsa. What's the kedusha? You have to give her something. Just doing something in your house without giving to her is not chal any kedusha. Like we said before, there's no chiv to pay anything yet. I didn't give her anything yet. So of course, even for a mayor holds like it's mekadesh. It's daf when I give her the ring. So what does it mean? The rabban atchigiy mamul yada yal pshita my mamul mamun achar, which means like this. Rameir saying is when I give her the ring, it's mekadesh. Chama saying even when I give her the ring, it's not mekadesh. You got to give her different money. That doesn't count. So what's the pshat of the machlekes? The machlekes over here, if I make something, a ring for Isha, and I give it to her, is that kedushin? What's Rameir and rabban? What's the machlekes? V'savrua. So right now we are assuming the kuliyama yeshto l'schiras b'tchil v'atzoyf. That the way it works is that the money she owes him for making that ring goes in increments, and it goes as he's making it, yirchayev for schiras, but it turns into halva. But the kuliyam mekadesh milveh and mekadeshes. He can't come now and say, "I want to mekadesh you with the money you owe me." Because the mekadesh milveh. So they both hold mekadesh milveh and mekadeshes, and yes, the schiras mechiva atzayv, which means the schiras halva. So what is the machlokes? It's between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon. My lab, Uman Koyin Vesvachli, Kamifakli. They're arguing in this Hashayla of Uman Koyin Vesvachli. The Rameyah Sava Uman Koyin Vesvachli, and therefore, who owns it now? The man. The man owns the ring. When he gives it to her, he just gave her a ring. So there's Mekadeshes. Rabban and Sarvi ain't Uman Koyin Vesvachli. He doesn't own the Kli. And now all it is she owes him money. And then he's saying, you don't owe me the money anymore. That's Mekadesh Milva, and it's not Mekadeshes. So you see over here, Machloik is Uman Koyin Vesvachli. Rameyah says, I can give the ring, and that's Mekadeshes holds Uman Koyin Vesvachli. Rabban holds any Uman Koyin Vesvachli, therefore you have to give different money, there's no Mekadeshes. Huh? What do you mean? If you Uman Koyin Vesvachli, you understand? What do you mean? No, to ask. Because if you hold Ein Schiris El Vesoif, then when I'm giving it to you, that's when the Chiyav Schal. So right there, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you the ring, huh? Because that's Ahava. That's Ahava. It can't be Kash B'Ahava. Something that already you owe me from before, now I'm saying you don't have to give it to me. I didn't give you, I have to give you something. Kash B'Ahava means I have to give you something. Something that I didn't give you now, I just will Meichel Achayiv. I do have Noas Mechila works, but if just Meichel Achayiv, I didn't give you anything. The Lach is, Kedush only works with Mammon. I have to give you something. So when it's Schiris B'Soif, so when I give you that ring, that alone was giving you something. I gave you something without paying for it, that alone is giving something. So Gemara's first thought, the Machlokes is, Uman Koyne V'Shvachli. That if you're Koyne V'Shvachli, then I gave you something, I gave you my ring. If not, it's not Koyne. So that's Gemara's thought. Ella, Gemara says, no. Lo, Kuliyama ain't Uman Koyne V'Shvachli. Everyone else not like Rav Asi. Ain't Uman Koyne V'Shvachli. Ella, what's the Machlokes then? B'yeshno l'schiris p'chil v'atzayiv k'mifli. The arguing if the schiris is chayiv as you go along, only at the end. Ramei Yisrova ain't schiris ala b'sayiv. That schiris only chal when I give it to her. When I give it to her, there was no havaya. And I gave it to her right now, it was chal the chiev to pay. I say, no, you don't have to pay me. So there, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you the ring for free. That alone is called the kedushin. Because ain't schiris chiv atzayif. You never owed me money from before. But Rabbanan Sav, yes, the schiris chiv atzayif, which means you owed me money the entire time. Which means, when I started it on Sunday, it took me from Sunday to Friday. So Sunday, you owed me money. Monday, Tuesday, even when I finished the Friday before I gave it to you, you owed me all the money. You owed me the money. And, which means that, the Isha owed the husband the money, but okay, that was already a Hava. Now I go back to you and say, no, don't pay me back. I didn't give you anything. You already had that money. You just owed it to me. So I didn't give you anything. That's not a conclusion because Mekadosh Bahav Milva does not work. So the Machlekes over here is how to look at Schiris. That's the Machlekes. But everyone else owes in Uman Kamesh Vachli. Everybody's saying that the kuli alma yeshto shchiras b'chilat atzayif. Everyone agrees that it is a hava. It's yeshto shchiras b'chilat atzayif. V'acha mekadosh b'milva kamifagi. Every and here the machlokes is mekadosh b'milva. The main sava mekadosh b'milva mekadeshes. That you could be mekadosh with a hava. Rabbanon Sabri, I'm mekadosh b'milva and mekadeshes. That you cannot be mekadosh b'hava. That's the bir machlokes. The Gemara goes further on base. Another pshat in the machlokes. Rav Amar the kuli alma yeshto shchiras b'chilat atzayif. Rava says the kuli alma everyone holds yes to shchir b'chiras, which means it's ahava. With the kuli alma mekadosh milvah and mekadeshes, everyone holds he cannot mekadosh b'ahava. With the kuli alma ain't umekadosh v'achli, he can't be mekadosh v'achli. So what's going on here? So why fear me it's mekadeshes? The case is halacha mayaskinon k'nin shehoysev lo noifach m'shaloi. He added on a special charm onto this ring. He put another thing on it, and therefore he added something for himself when he gave it to her. So Rameyer saw a milva upruta daita pruta. When I give you, I moichel you $1,000 hava, and then I give you also a $2 charm. So what's her das on? So I would say her das on $1,000. If that's her das, then it's a milva. Or you say no, her das is on the extra. So that's a shayla. So Rameyer saw a milva pruta daita pruta. Das on the pruta, therefore it's mikudashes. But Bon and Sabri, milva pruta daita milva, and not on the pruta, therefore it's not mikudashes. So that's the machloikas now, according to Rava, if milva pruta daita pruta or not. Yeah? Shema. Upukta dahay tanoim. And the same machloikas tanoim is in the next machloikas. We'll see that they have two machloikas in the next tanoim. The time of the Braisa. The man tells the Isha, Bishar sha sisi imcha, I want to mekadosh you with, you remember I made you last week a ring and you never paid me? I want to make a kiddush from that. Ain't a mekadosh, it's not mekadosh. Bishar sha esa imcha, Bishar, I'm going to make you a ring. Mekudeshes. He holds Mekudeshes. And Nash Neymar, Bishar, and what's the Pshah? We can speak it out already. Because he holds Ein Schiris Ela B'Soif. So therefore, something that I did for you last week, so then the Schiris was Chal last week, so that's Hava. But if I'm making something for you now, so this is Ein Schiris Ela B'Soif, so when I give you back the new thing I give you, so then it'll be Mekudeshes, because there it's not Hava. So that's Pshah in Tanakam. From Nash Neymar, even if I say I'm going to do something for you, it's not mekadeshes, because it's hava. For sure, the schar shesimcha is no good. Both are no good. Both hava. Rabbi Danasi amru, oimer bemis amru, bein beschar shesimcha, bein beschar shesimcha, ein mekadeshes, not mekadeshes, because he holds that it's all hava. If he adds on noifach shalom mekadeshes, so explains the Gemara. There's enough minutes if you hold yes to schiris schiris atzayif or not, like we spoke out. Be'er amnosin Rabbi Yehuda, which the last sheet is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, be'er amnosin Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, ika benai o milva o pruta. Like it says, you have a milva and a pruta, is daita a pruta or not? Ad kan, the sugya of umon koine b'shvach kli, and we're coming out that it might be b'chagis hanoyim, it might be kuli alma ein umon koine b'shvach kli, like upon him, that is that sugya. Look to Maravaita. Omar Shmuel. Tabach uman shekilkel. What happens is you took an animal, you brought the animal to the sheikhet, and to shecht. And what happens? The guy ruins it, makes it into an avela. What's the halacha? The halacha is chayiv l'shalam. According to Shmuel, the sheikhet has to pay for it. Maziku pesheyu. He's a mazik and he's a pesheya. It's like you told him to shecht from here, he shechted from there, he didn't listen to you, he is chay. Now, the Gemara asks, why don't you say two things? Just say say one thing. So the Gemara, if he's just a mazik, I would think only if you're paying him, does the sheikh have to pay? If the sheikh is doing it for free, you wouldn't have to pay. No, he's a pesheya. So let's explain this Gemara. The Gemara, the Fidur Rishonim, what's coming out of this Gemara is that when you give something to a Tabach Uman to Shecht, that's not going to be a Mazik. Why not? Not a regular Mazik, like an Adama Mazik. The reason is because I gave it to him, Medas, and he's doing something for me as a favor, or even by paying him, he's doing something for me. It's not called a Mazik. But it is called a Shomer. He does have a din of a Shomer. So Shomer Socher is chayiv for things that are not a psia, even kein oynis. Something that's a gnei aved, even similar to oynis, the chayiv of Shomer Socher. A Shomer Chinam is only chayiv for psia. So Shmuel says like this: if I just told you maziku, you would think only if you're getting paid are you chayiv, because you're a Shomer Socher. You're more, when you're Shomer Socher, you got to be more responsible. But if you're a Shomer Chinam, so you're not a psia. So what do you want from you? Zok Shmuel, no, Pesheyahu, you're a Pesheyah. Now, what's the Pesheyah? So they have to see Rashi. The Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi. Kamashlon Pesheyah, who's a Rashi? Lechoshev le oinis, ela Pesheyah. The Habli le mirma nafshe, should shem with the farchas of Amri Zarba. You should be careful, tie the payment down well, shouldn't jump around, whatever is, shouldn't become a Nevela. It's called a Pesheyah. That's a Chirish of Shmuel. That if you shecht it and it goes to Nevela, you call it a Pesheyah, and therefore, even if you're not getting paid for it, you're still chai. Rav Chama bar Guri l'Shmuel. Rav Chama Guri has kasha on Shmuel. He's trying to be asked because Shmuel holds as a pashay. That's going to be the kasha. What Shmuel? What are you talking about? We have here a brisa. Hanoisim behema l'tavach. Give a behema to the butcher, to the shoychet. The nivla. He made it into nevela. So if it's a uman, it's potter. Hedit chayiv. Now the reason why a hedit is chayiv is because a hedit doesn't know what he's doing. So by him taking the job and shechting it, that alone is a mazik. He's chayiv. He's not doing anyone a favor, not doing what you're doing. But a uman is partially like a similar to oinus. That's what the Brice is saying. Because a uman, what do you want him to do? He thought he was professional, it didn't work out. So uman part had the chayiv. Vim nosin schar, but if you pay for it, bein hedi, bein uman chayiv. So what do you see from this Brice? I'm a furish that there's a difference between the Shem Esach and the Shem Echinam. That if the Shem Echinam is not a Pesheyah, the Uman is Pata. Hedi is always chayiv because he's a Pesheyah. He doesn't know what he's doing. What just taking the job is a Pesheyah. That alone is a Pesheyah. He shouldn't have shechted it. But a Uman, if it's a Shem Echinam, it's Pata. If it's a Shem Esachar, he's chayiv. So you see, not like Shmuel. Shmuel called him a Pesheyah. So that was the Brice of Chum asked Shmuel. Shmuel says, Amalei, la'akar moichach. Your brain should get dirty. You gave him a sickle klala. He said, what are you talking about? Okay, the next day, another Talmud came and asked the Kashmir Brisa. Amalei, hashtu shakalta v'anishokacharva. You're going to get what your friend got. Kamina luchu ano rameir. I'm telling you, shittas rameir. V'kamris lo rabbanon. You bring me a Brisa as a rabbanon. Amalei daikas mili. Why don't you look at my words? Shani oimer maziku peshehu. That I said is a mazik, a peshehu, nasik oimer shakal v'kam v'shal v'kam. It's like I told you, shakal from here, shakal from here. So, man is lai svar. Who holds that svar that you call a peshehu rameir? Don't boil the mirror and have to. You got to be careful. So I'm going for a mayor. You tell me Rabbanah. Which means we're saying here we have a mayor somewhere that says that you call the Peshaya when you're a Uman, even let's say you call the Peshaya because you should have been more careful. Now, where is this Rameya? Shmuel's answering that I'm going to Rameya. Where is this Rameya? Hey Rameya, which Rameya? Ilay Maharameya. Does it mean this Rameya? That's not. We're going to have three attempts. The third attempt will be the right one. Ilay Maharameya. That's not. We went to the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah earlier on the Masechta. If a owner tied up his animal with a string, or he fenced him in with a good lock, the yotzah of a hizik, and went out was mazik, bein tam, bein muad chayid remer. Why? You have to do a shmir ma'ula. A shmir b'chus doesn't help. So what do you see? You see, we call a guy a pesheya, even if he does, a normal shmira. So you see that he holds your pesheya, remer. So I don't know what no shaykes. The hashem mekroy pligi. It's a special pasuk telling you you have to watch it. Vlo yishmir abalav. That's why it's a reason there from psukim they hold in yishmir mula. That's not a raya that Ramey holds pshia. El harameya. It's now we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on says a tzvar le'adon. You hired him to make it red, but tzavay shachar. He made it black, and he made it black. What's the halacha? Or shachar tzavay adon. The halacha is Ramey Oyim and noisin loy the made tzamrei. Do you pay him the demay of the tzemer? So you see, you're responsible, even though you're a pesheh there. So you see, you're a pesheh. No, it has to be a daim kolomenei. There's no sheiches. There you did it be a daim. Again, there is you miskaven to be mishana. It's not a shail of pesheh or mazik. Then you try to do it. It's pashta mazik there. So which Rameo we talk about that was showing Rameo holds that even if a guy does not do something on purpose, still call a pesheh. Elohar Rameo. It's this Rameo. The Tanan. Or the Tanya. Nishbara kada. If you're jug broke. Veloy silk, you didn't remove it. Or not for gambler lehemida. Rameyo amachayev benazik nichayev. Chomayim in potter, we don't have a chayev in your potter. What's the pshan machlekes? I remember from a parakamaniach. Vekayim alo beniska peshayu peligi. If someone trips their peshaya, Rameyo holds, tripping is a peshaya. Now you could have said, tripping is oinus. The poor guy tripped on his 2 feet. He has 2 left feet. What do you want from him? No. Zokta Rameyo, niska peshaya. So you see, Rameyo holds, Tzorach lemir meyinafshay. Zok Shmuel, same thing here is by Shchita. You gotta be careful. You have to think of all things that could happen. It's not, you wouldn't like, you know, if you weren't Shmuel, you wouldn't call it Peshaya, but you know, now you know Ramey, it's just call it Peshaya. Think into it, it's called Peshaya, you gotta be more careful. So Shmuel is saying, I said my halacha that a tabach uman is chayiv, even by a Shem Echinam, I'm going according to Rameyer holds, just like Niska Peshaya, here's also call it Peshaya. I'm a rabbi, Bachana Ramyekanam. Tabach uman shekilkel, chayiv. A tabach uman that was makalkel is chayiv, He's in professional sheikhet on the highest level. He's still, he's chayiv. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. That a tabach uman shekilka is chayiv. Frey Tehmar, mi amar Rabbi Yechanan haki, the Rabbi Yechanan said, amar Rabbi Bachana, uv dahave kemed Rabbi Yechanan. The story in front of Rabbi Yechanan, meknish de moin, in the place moin, v'amar lei, and he said, zil aisi raya, de mamchis latar de garlam, v'efterach. He told the sheikhet, bring me a raya that you're a mumcha, for chickens, your mumcha is shechting, and I'll pater you. So you see, a mumcha is potter. He's not considered a hedid, he's potter. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, kam bechinam, kam beschar, that means like this. Rav Yechon holds that bechinam, you are potter. You only have to pay if you're a shem v'sachar. Ki ha, dom Rav Zera, roitish is chayav l'tabach, yakdim a dinner. Pay for it. You don't have to yakdim a dinner, give him a dinner first, so they speak out, v'daf yakdim, means pay for it. If you're paying your sheikhet, then he's more responsible. So you want him to be chayav, you give him money. So, comes out, does Rav Yechon hold like Shmuel, Maishi? Rav Yechon hold like Shmuel? No. Shmuel holds, even a shem mechinam is chayav, because he's a pesheya. Rav Yechon says, no, that dafka shem esacha, a shem mechinam is potter. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. He's arguing at Shmuel because he was not a Peshaya. He was not a Peshaya. But if you pay him, then he already is more responsible. He has to pay like even Geneva Aveda, so then he's Chai. That's what comes at it. Gizmak. So the Maravaiter, Meisvei, I see Okasha. Hamoylech chitim le toichen or litchoin, veloy lososon, veosin subunoy morsin. Now, the way it works is, if you want to grind something good, you have to first soak in the water so the chaff and the shells come off the wheat, and then it becomes good flour. This guy forgot to do it. And he landed up making very rough flour, very coarse flour. Kemach anachtoim, but also pasta foilim, or you gave flour to the baker and he made pasta fell apart. Or behema le tabach v'nivlo, you gave behema to the butcher and he made it in nevela. The loch is yichayiv. Why? Who kin oisesacha? We treat him like an oisesacha. It's mashma. Even though he's a shemachinam, we treat him like a shemachinam. So it's a kasher Rabbi Yechanan, it's a riot to Shmuel. So I don't know, Aim Pray Shahuna Isakh, because he was an Isakh, because I actually paid him. That's what it means. Like a top toy speaks out, Aim Pray Shahuna Isakh, look at the top toy, he says, I'm a Vachinam Potter, Vachinam Yapotter. He says, Afrika of the other mood, the island, but in this, Kahai Lilachayev, like we spoke about before, this is not a regular other Mazik. Here is considered like a Shomer, because here I gave it to him, Medaitoy, and therefore it's not considered a Mazik, but it's always considered a Shomer. So here we have Machlokes of Yechanan and Shmuel. If a Shemechinam, if you're not getting paid for your services, do you have to pay if you make it into Nevela? So the Maravaita continue in the sugya. Ahu magrumta. Magrumta is called agroma. One of the psulei shchita is called agroma, which means if you're shechting the simonim and you go sideways and you go out of the ring, it's like made out of rings. The corner is made out of rings, and you went out of the ring. Made a bunch of rings, and he went out of the ring. The loch is a pasul shchita, but it's a machlekes. If you did rave in one ring, is that enough? So it's a machlekes. Really, Reish Yehuda holds that rave is enough. Rabban holds you need to play kula, you need the whole thing. See, here we had a story where someone did agrama. He did rave in the one ring and the rest of it in the other ring. It's really a machlekes. And also came the rav. They came with the shayla to rav. Rav tarfei said it's treif. Upatred the tabach mashlume, and he also patted the tabach from paying for the shar, for the behema. Patri tabach mashlume dami. Pogibe Rav Kanavasi, so Rav Kanavasi met this man, Bahu Gavra, who just lost his $500 animal. Omrule, Avabach Rav Tarti. Rav did to you two things. So what does that mean? My Tarti. Ilema, what they meant to say was, Tarti ligri usa. He said, maybe Rav did two things bad for you. The first one was, the first one should have said it's kosher. V'tarfik rabbanon. He said it's treif like rabbanon. V'namik rabbanon. Boy lechiv v'tarfik. So made him pay. So you think that's what he told the gavro? Umis charu lemeimar. Kiai gavro. I'll tell that to someone. V'tayin l'kshiyetze. When you come out of Bezdin, lo yeimar anim v'zakachir v'chayim. Don't tell the Bali Din, you know what, I wanted to help you out, but the guys didn't agree. Amai esesh, chavei rabu alai. They would arrive. V'al zeh nemes, and it says, hoylich rocham agal asoy. Which the Chavetz Chaim learns out from this Pasuk Lemaisa, that even if you know, a guy tells you, you know, the Rav told you this thing, you know the Rav made a mistake. You know, I'll tell the guy, you know your Rav made a mistake? You know, I'll do that. If the Rav made a mistake, you go to the Rav and tell him made a mistake. You don't tell the guy, you know, I'll do that. You go to the Rav. If you're so sure the Rav made a mistake, go to the Rav himself, tell him made a mistake. You know, I'll go to the guy here, then I'll tell it to him. So what's the case? No, El Tartama Yusuf. I get they were giving, telling him the Rav is a good Rav, the good Psak. Why? First of all, La Ochel Safek Asura. It was a Safek we passed like. He didn't want to feed you Safek Asura. Umanachem a Safek Zela. And he kept you away from a Safek Zela. Why is a Safek Zela? Because Aviv Vayit, it's kosher. The guy doesn't have to pay. So because he decides to Machmar and you're going to make a pay, you can't do that. Because maybe it's kosher. So therefore, he held you from Zela and that. Zotim Mar Vayit.
What? So it doesn't, the fact that he's going to make a pay.
No, they do with that. No, because here he was getting paid. This Umar, maybe he's getting paid, or he held like Shmuel. I wouldn't know how it happens. You know, Itmar, a similar idea. Hamar a dinner l'shulchani. You show a dinner l'shulchani. In those days, the coins, you have to. You don't know if they're really in service or not. So a guy wants to buy something from you, and he gives you some coins. He's like, wait a second, let me check the coins out, see if it's good. So he runs to the shulchani. He says, "Is it good coins?" And the guy says, "Yeah, it's good coins." And it turned, and so the guy, I gave the guy, you know, whatever I'm selling him, I gave him the 10 cows, gewaldik. The next day, I try to use the money, I see it's not worth it. So who's responsible? The shulchani led me wrong here. Hamara dina l'shulchani, im nimtza ra, turns out it's no good. Tani chad uman potter, hedit chayev. One price says that it depends. Uman is potter, the hedit is chayev. Hedit should not be looking at coins, doesn't know what he's doing. But tani idach, bein uman, bein hedit chayev. Another price says that sai the uman and sai the hedit are both chayev. So it's tira. Amra Papa, Kitanya Uman Potter, that we said that Uman is Potter, is going Danku V'Isser. Only professionals, like the names were Danku V'Isser, they were very professional. There's nothing more for them to learn. And therefore, they are Potter across the board. Mashenkin, the Bride says, Chai, if it's talking about a regular Uman, that's the Gemara's answering. Now, Taisberi speaks out, the Gemara could have answered over here, Kambeschar Kambechinom. That it says Potter is a case where he was just showing, he was doing for free. But when he was doing for money, he would be chayiv. That's Tosis asks, he could have said. Tosis answers that anyone, the Gemara knows, anyone's not a Bekiyas God like Danku V'Isser, is considered a hedyot. That's the Gemara answers like this. But the Rosh speaks out that even Danku V'Isser, they're getting paid for it, they are going to be chayiv, Taka. They're getting paid for it. But the Gemara's question is, if they knew it so good, what the mistake they make? El Mai Tau, he's saying it was a brand new coin, just minted with a new form, and they knew everything. And this they weren't mechuyev to know this yet because it just came out, and therefore they didn't know about this yet, and therefore for some reason it wasn't a taina that they gave a psak on but there wasn't a taina on them because they couldn't learn anything. Therefore, they are potter. Again, we said the Rosh speaks out. It's Rosh and Rasba. If he gets paid, he's b'chayiv. But the bottom line is that a Uman like Danku v'Isser are potter to pay because they have nothing to learn. A Hedyot should have learned more. Don't make a psak without learning more. Masha'enken, this Danku v'Isser. So the bottom line is, we're saying the same halacha by Shulchani, the same halacha by Tabach, that a Uman is potter. Maybe if you're paying him, he's chayiv. But a Hedyot is always chayiv because you're not passing something you don't know, and therefore you're chayiv to pay. If you make someone's coin or his behemoth becomes a treifa because of you, then that's an avela. That's the halacha you have to pay for it.